Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Klal Gimel, and we're learning Simeon Beis. Kishem shemachikim min atzoya, kach machikim min reyach ram, filo en atzoya. The halacha of harchak is things which people react, that they find repulsive. So the Torah says soya, that's something that people find repulsive and disgusting. But bad smells have the same type of reaction. But we are referring, the Chayyam is going to point, we are referring specifically to bad smells which come from the process of decaying. So in that sense, it's similar to soya. Soya is the food which has had a process of breaking it down through the body, and therefore it ends up with this bad smell, etc. So there, so a carcass which is decaying and throwing off a very putrid smell is similar in that regard. Something, on the other hand, which is a chemical which has a bad smell to start with, is not problematic. The Mishnah talks about lighting Neiris for Shabbos with a oil called Itron. Itron has a very, very bad smell. But it's, that's the chemical, that's how the chemical comes, and that's not problematic. A person, we'd be allowed to learn Torah, say brachas, etc., in the presence of that smell. But a reach ra, which comes from decaying, is problematic. The Mishnah points out that this is a din deraisa. It's not a din derabanan, this is a din deraisa. There's an issur of miris, darashah, kedusha, and here in the presence of that. V'chol shem derech b'nei adam nitzar ma'usa reach, nikri reach ra. It's considered reach ra. V'afilu yesh loy cherli sheino miriach. The person doesn't smell. He personally doesn't smell, but the presence of this negative thing is here through its smell. Others are able to. It's something which people normally would smell, even if he doesn't smell it. It's going to be problematic. And we said that the issur of these items is while they're in front of you, they're visible. While the person's asuma, it's not visible. And what people normally be able to see, it's in that level of closeness. So he's going to have the chiyav harchaka, just like anybody else. And even at nighttime, where you can't see it because of darkness, if it's something which would be visible by day, it's problematic by nighttime as well. Another chayadim says the point that we mentioned. Nearly the darbush atiboy reach ra mutter lo nikritzoy ala masha nisrach machmas ipush. Something which is naturally, its natural state is this bad smell. So that's not coming from decaying, etc. That does not generate a problem. The problem is specifically something which the source of its reach ra is the process of ipush, of this decaying, and being nisra. And he brings the example which we just mentioned. Kedisa b'shami perik emelikin v'itron v'mnei kvoda Shabbos. The Mishnah says you can't light with itron because of Kabbat Shabbos. It's not Kabbat Shabbos. People won't enjoy their Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that the reason why you can't be malik with it is because of the fact that it's not covered Shabbos. It simply says that because we do not want you to mistakenly think the reason why it's a problem is because of the reach ra, which generates a chiyuv of harchaka of dalet amos. So the Mishnah says that's not true. The only issue is the covered Shabbos. Right, so that's the source for this concept. The next step is a reach ra she'en lo ikar. And so the Chayyadim is going to talk about that in the next siman. Bez Hashem, we will leave that for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.